الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Democracy of religion from Imam Khomeini's point of view. This is the words of Imam Khomeini. The rule of Islam is the rule of law. In this form of government, sovereignty is solely of Allah and Allah's law, commandment and decree. The law of Islam, or the commandment of Allah, has full authority over all individuals and over the Islamic government. All individuals, from the Honorable Prophet of Islam, over all individuals and over the Islamic government, all individuals from the Honorable Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, to successors of His Holiness, and the rest of the individuals, are subservient to the law until eternity, the same law that has descended on behalf of the Almighty and exalted Allah, and has been expressed in the language of the Quran and the Prophet of Islam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Spring of Truth. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah al-Musawi. One of the point of views of Imam al-Khomeini radhiyallahu alayhi is that he said, "We have reached the station at which our nation exploded all at once and set off a revolution. Such an explosion has been matchless. A nation that had lost everything in the former regime, including his human dignity, and had to depend on others for everything. Then, suddenly, that violent outburst and the revolution was on, and it was by the blessings of this morning sessions that brought together all the people and focusing on one issue." Now, Imam al-Khomeini radhiyallahu alayhi, obviously, first he's trying to say that the revolution that happened in Iran is matchless. We have not seen any revolution through the course of history that could match the revolution of Iran. It was an outburst. It was the entire nation in uproar trying to change. Even though under the previous regime, they have lost everything, even their own dignity. But that all had to change. And the Imam says, this all was possible. It all happened because of the blessings of the morning and processions and the majalis of Imam al-Hussein.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
People who were attending these majalis, the people who were attending these processions, they had one aim in mind, and that is to revolt against oppression, to revolt against oppressors, to make a change, to seek justice, to seek equality, and to seek everything that you have been denied. In the same way Imam al-Hussein did, we will do the exact same thing. And that made people explode, not just revolt. They exploded. And such explosion never seen in history. Why? Because it is an outcry from the depth of the heart of people that enough is enough. We should not succumb to humility. We should not be taken for a drive. We should not see our resources go to our enemy while we suffer. Poverty and lack of education, it was ravaging throughout the country. and people were poor, and they sit under the richest country on the planet, but the resources were going somewhere else. So people revolted, and the ignition to all this revolution, to this outburst, and to this explosion was in fact the majalis of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam that taught them to stand up for their right.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.